Well, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides time again. This is the May 30th, 2024 show. Another flashback as I stagger away from a Huff meeting, one of the Loose Cannon meetings, if you're following Huff. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, and we're meeting every week, as usual, at the Sub Rosa Cafe. You're invited to join us, 1:30 to 3:30. This sort of every other meeting is called a Loose Cannon meeting, such as happened today, because it's a meeting that's run by Athena, or possibly someone else, which is sort of done in a more sort of free-form, loosey-goosey kind of style. And it has its benefits and its drawbacks, but I'm not going to talk about that. Instead, I'm going to throw you right into the flashback, which originally happened on February 19th, 1996. And you're going to get a fuller description of some of the stuff that's happening on this flashback when you look up the blog on the Huff website, huffsantacruz.org, in a couple of days when I take the time to put it up. We're having an interview with Judgment Day John Stewart around the issue of the ethics of how you should treat people who are homeless and mentally ill in terms of how professionals treat them versus how people who are actually human companions to folks who are on the street, friends, people who are there, treat them. He's critiquing a book, and he's also critiquing another activist's praise of the book, Barbara Riverwoman, who's an activist in the opening days of 1996 with Sherry Connable, who shortly after this presented a proposal to city council to essentially open up a campground at the state parks for homeless folks, which was done originally as a sort of a temporary filter, escape valve, and diversion of homeless people from the open-air shelter at Coral Street, which housed 150 to 200 homeless folks at its height in December of 1995, before folks were driven away by the broken word of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. And that was run by Paul Fotenhauer, Paul Merceau, Paul Lee, who were also operating under pressure from the city council, run by Mike Rotkin and Scott Kennedy, I should say. On this particular issue, they kind of took the charge. Anyway, you're going to hear Townwise Tony Mello, one of the activists who started Food Not Bombs in Santa Cruz. He gives us a report from Fresno and from Berkeley. Barbara Riverwoman herself calls in to defend her position. She's also a good activist in her own right. I disagreed with her on many things, or in some things anyway. We have Jerry, who wrote a publication called Loose Cannon, talks about that. We get to hear Mike Sheridan, kind of sometimes silent, sometimes very vocal voice on our show. And various other controversies come up, such as that of Stuart Martin of the ID building and his pursuit of homeless people who he felt were a detriment to business downtown. And more. So tune into the flashback. Or I should say, listen into the flashback, since we're no longer radioing, except in the sense that we're on the net. And you'll be able to get a sense of what was going on 30 years ago, nearly, in Santa Cruz on the homeless scene, at least the part of it that I was reporting on. Hopefully back at you with more contemporary stuff on Sunday, though it's always iffy, and we'll see what happens when Sunday dawns. Anyway, here's some good interviews from another time.